AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, we'll soon be able to buy booze from any province in Canada direct to your doorstep. How is that going to work? We'll tell you when it's coming and how easy or hard that is going to be if you're a drinker, if you like Niagara Falls wine or some wines from BC, right from the grower, apparently. Speaking of online shopping, Amazon Prime days continue. Shopping at work, man. Oh, man. People are blowing all kinds of time shopping at work. How much time are people spending online this week shopping? Is anything getting done? Are you allowed to shop while you're working? Questions for 2025. Can you shop while you work? Shopping while I work. Shopping while I work. How much is too much for online shopping while you're working? Lots of people are doing it. Amazon Prime Days are incredibly popular, and it seems to be what a lot of folks are talking about. I bought this. I got this deal. And locally, somebody got a slushy machine that's even got me sucked into it a little bit. I'd like to get one of these slushy machines because I continue to be challenged finding sugar-free slushies. So maybe I just might have to make my own. Speaking of challenges, we have some answers from the city today regarding our lonely, only pool. Our lonely outdoor pool. We say goodbye. No, I shouldn't say that. But it's on its last legs. We keep repeating that our lonely outdoor pool is 57 years old. It has got some very, very serious repairs. At what point in time do you say to yourself, self, it's been a good run? 57 years. We're going to take a look at some of the best outdoor pools in Canada because you can't have a city of 60,000 people and not have an outdoor pool. So I would bet if I was a betting guy, and I'm not, but if I were, I would say that there is going to be a lot of discussion on this going forward. Thank you to the Sunseekers for bringing this forward to us. We started ringing the bell over at the city, and look at everyone's talking about it. It's in the paper today. All media are covering it, and it all started here with the Sunseekers saying, where's our pool? Where's our pool? A seat reclining debate that's raging online. We've talked about the seat reclining on airplanes a few times. This debate is slightly different. I'll explain. And the internet is just learning that white hot dogs exist. I'll be one of those people to openly admit I didn't know what a white hot dog was. Pools, hot dogs, shopping. They did end up getting back to me yesterday. And full disclosure, they did offer a technical interview on what was wrong with the pool. But the bottom line is, it's serious. Like, there is some serious damage over there. And they gave a lot of details in the press release they sent out to the media after we asked them about what was going on. After a little nudge, they provided this big media release and said that this had cracked and there was water that was draining inadvertently from the pool and so on. Anyway, not to bore you with those details, I copied and pasted them and put them into AI. And I said, our city's pool is struggling. I want you to go on the internet, all pool companies, pool restoration, repair, everywhere in the world. And I want you to speculate as to what is wrong with our one outdoor pool. And AI said, pool is cooked. Basically, to paraphrase, she's pretty much done. These sound like some very serious problems. It is most likely behind the scenes. And this is AI speculation. I want to preface this, but it says behind the scenes, they're likely preparing to announce that it's not going to open and that we'll be looking for a new pool. Again, that has not been confirmed. That is speculation only. But, you know, when you have a lot of details on anything to go on nowadays, copy, paste into AI, get it to evaluate it, and it just spits out everything that you might need. So And it doesn't really help matters much. But yesterday we were talking about pools in the area. And for those that are fans of outdoor pools, there are a lot outside of Brandon. You do have to drive as little as 15, 20 minutes, as much as an hour or two. But they are scattered all over the place. So there are some options. And, you know, the city has offered up the Sportsplex. It's indoor, not the same, if you ask me. It's summertime. You want to be outside and swimming, but it is a pool. So it's not like there's not pool time. Just don't use the ice over there because that too is broken. They're going to be fixing that by fall. We are going to take a trip across Canada and take a look at some of the more amazing pools in different cities across Canada. So maybe we can get a little bit of summer inspiration on this, what could be the hottest day of the year, Sunseekers. Quick reminder that the Tim Hortons garage sale is coming up tomorrow at Tim Hortons 18th Street Canadian Tire parking lot. All proceeds donated to Tim's Camps. It's a week from today. I've lost track of time completely. I can't believe it's that time again. It's Tim Hortons Camp Day. 1 week from today, the proceeds of hot and cold bevvies will be going to send kids to camp. You've done it before. Let's do it again. Let's send kids to camp next Wednesday with 10 area Tim Hortons locations. And again, a big part of this, a way to raise some extra funds tomorrow from 5 until 8. If you know where Canadian Tire is in Brandon, you'll be able to find it quite easily. And I would expect there's going to be some good crowds. Weather's going to be fantastic for it. With 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Just 2 days left to enter our Gary LaVox contest. Gary is the lead singer of Rascal Flatts. Big outdoor show is coming up on Saturday. We'll be live streaming from the ticket pickup party from the lobby at the Skydancer Casino and Resort. We look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a great show. 17 top 10 singles. All of Rascal Flatts' biggest songs. God Bless the Broken Road That Brought Me Straight to You. Summertime, Me and My Gang. And all you need to do is post a picture of you and your gang on my little Facebook post there, and you could go for free. It's $150 value. Two tickets up for grabs. We'll do the draw on Friday. Somebody is going to win our very last pair of tickets to see Gary LaVox. Skydancer Casino's just 90 miles south of Brandon in Belcourt. SkydancerCasino.com. And today is Winback Wednesday and demo day at Headley's Health Hut. They're at 1314 Richmond Avenue. And don't forget that they're going to be doing a demo day, which means freebies, means you go in the store and have some Roar organic beverages and Boom Chicka Pop Puffs. Winback Wednesday demo day is happening today. What is Winback Wednesday? Second Wednesday of each month, you have the opportunity to win back your purchase up to $500 in receipts only at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. The provinces have agreed to uncork cross-border personal booze sales, but it'll be in time for next summer. The rules that we have got in this country, really, I've said it once, I'll say it again, some of them are head-scratchers. And, you know, it's interesting how easy goods and services can flow south into and out of the United States. But boy, east or west, it's tough. I don't know why it's set up like this. I have no clue, but that's going to stop. Canadians in all provinces except for Newfoundland and Labrador and the Yukon will soon be able to order alcohol for personal consumption directly from producers that operate elsewhere in the country. So you go to BC, you're in Kelowna, and you visit a winery and say, oh my God, I wish we had that kind of wine in Manitoba. You can actually contact the winery and legally they'll be able to ship it to you. The agreement was part of a broader effort to remove interprovincial trade barriers in the wake of the trade war. In addition to alcohol sales, the minister signed a memorandum of understanding addressing labor mobility issues and trucking regulations. Every slushy machine, every kind of food processing piece of equipment ever devised. I appreciate that. What's not to love about an egg salad machine? Cindy says the smell in that room. Well, those that know me know that the smell in the room was already there. Long before the egg salad machine showed up. In fact, it was, if this room is going to continuously smell like eggs, why don't we just put an egg salad machine in here? Jesus, Murphy. Holy crap. So, Amazon Prime Day, shopping at work. Is this a thing that you're seeing more and more of? 75% of employees admit to shopping online while at work, especially for things like Amazon Prime days. And one in four workers spent over 30 minutes per workday shopping online. Not just for Amazon Prime Day. One in four workers spend a half an hour. Now, don't you, isn't there coffee breaks and stuff like that? Shouldn't it be done then? Maybe it's being done then. I don't know. During major online events like Amazon Prime Day, workplace productivity this week drops by 60%. As if the warm weather isn't enough to hamper productivity. Amazon Prime Day, which is now days, drops workplace productivity over half. 40% of workplace internet use is non-work related, with online shopping ranking in the top three activities. I don't want to know the other ones. Where's Tony? He's in his office with the door closed. He's on the internet. Don't go in there. Employees spend an average of 2.5 hours per week on personal tasks online, including shopping. Some of that will include banking, making arrangements, hotel reservations, travel-related stuff. Amazon Prime Day days. Super popular, seems to be what everybody is talking about. Interesting to note that a company as big and beautiful and amazing as Amazon is asking its employees to volunteer. Amazon asks corporate workers to volunteer to help with grocery delivery. The business is really booming. Can you just give of your time? Amazon workers in New York have been requested to donate time for fresh deliveries during the company's busiest time. Shouldn't there be, like, I would hope that they would give their employees maybe a gift card. I don't know. He says someone had to pay for that big wedding in Italy. Was it Italy? Spain? No kidding. So please volunteer. Amazon routinely hires thousands of extra warehouse workers in advance of Prime Day, which sees the massive surge in business, of course. New York is one of Amazon's busiest areas in all of the United States. A spokesperson said this is not the first time that employees have been invited to volunteer with fulfillment. Quote, the support is entirely optional and it allows corporate employees to get closer to customers while enabling our store teams to focus on the work that's most impactful. Oh, what a load of crap. While at the same time, we don't have to pay them anything. We find it a very beneficial relationship for all. Don't think so, Tim. It's not going to happen anytime soon. At Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, the activities continue. Happy hour for adults Tuesday through July. Thursday evening, tomorrow night, the birdhouse build is happening on site. All the supplies, everything is there. They're ready for you to build an amazing birdhouse. Katie McDonald is performing at Buffalo Bar this weekend. Campfire jams with Ryan Murray continue on Sunday. There's a foam party set for the 23rd, and the Hawaiian Luau is Saturday, August the 30th. The spa, the manicures, the pedicures, the pure luxury at the Clarso Nordic Spa. You deserve a break. Check it out. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. And, of course, the beautiful Clarso Nordic Spa. Sunrise Credit Union, supporting students in our community with over $24,000 in scholarship funds. Thank you again to Sunrise Credit Union for your tremendous support of Dylan Radcliffe of Boys of Ain, $5,000 award for academic excellence, leadership, and community involvement. And other recipients included Danica Scharf, Claire Taiyu Jin, and Jessica Voth, along with 10 $1,000 awards given to high school grads from different communities across southwestern Manitoba. Sunrise Credit Union, 19 area locations to serve you. SunriseCU.mb.ca. And at Co-ops of Westman, you're cool and down with a co-op slushy, sugar-free in Minnedosa. And of course, the ice cream was a huge hit for Taste It Tuesday. Get in there, get one of your favorite flavors. It's amazing. For the cost of what you would get at an ice cream shop for a little cup of ice cream, you can get 1.5 liters of it. Co-op Gold Ice Cream. Freezer section is chock full of treats. Trust me, I've been there. Live there. It's fantastic in the summertime. Go now. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. It's Co-ops of Westman.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Short-term repairs may not last, especially if more unseen pipe damage exists. A capital replacement plan could be under quiet discussion if this year's fixes don't hold. The bottom line, Brandon City Crews are trying to salvage the summer season, but the extent of damage likely means the Kinsman Pool is on borrowed time. Unless major funding is allocated soon, future summer seasons may be at risk, and the community may need to push for either a major overhaul or an entirely new outdoor aquatic facility, which leads us to today. Okay, let's pretend we're getting something new. Let's go shopping. It's Amazon Prime Week. One city pool, please. In fact, let's make it a water park. So if Brandon was to get a new water park slash pool facility, an aquatic facility, where's the best spot? Denise says the south end of Brandon. I said where Costco was supposed to go. Right by the highway there, people coming into town. Might be good. Ryan wants it in the West End. Steve says the city would likely find a nice spot in a floodplain or downtown. But somewhere near the university, especially the fitness center, would probably be a logical fit. Tosh wants it in the West End too. Chad says centrally located, so not everyone will complain. Devron says the Keystone Grounds seem to be the obvious choice, either that or next to or even linked to the Healthy Living Center at Brandon University. We have that giant green space right at the corner of 18th and Richmond that has never, ever been used. But Nancy wants it out at the water park, the old water park here, Grand Valley Road. Kyle says somewhere large enough that it can fit 15 big water slides. And he's getting lots of love online. People love water slides. Chris says between 9th and 13th on Aberdeen. Okay, somebody wants it close to their house. Michelle says perhaps where they had the outdoor water park originally. Again, that's out, at Grand Valley Road. Let's go pool shopping. Look at this pool. This is Vancouver's Kitsilano City Pool. You got the ocean right. What are you doing? Like Vancouver, you got water. You got the ocean right there. Oh, the ocean might be dirty. There might be certain fishes that'll nibble at my toes. Oh, give me a break. We're sitting in the bald-ass prairie, frying our Budinskis off. Spoiled. Those kids out in Vancouver, they're spoiled, I'll tell you. Oh, and that's not all. There's the second beach pool in Vancouver. Okay. I thought this was going to be a fun segment. I'm just getting angry. How about the Sunnyside and Gus Ryder pool in Toronto? This is a popular pool, the Piscine Marina Saint-Roch in Quebec City. Can you imagine the Riverbank Discovery Center having the outdoor pool so you're swimming while you're looking at the river? That is really an interesting design. This pool is free to attend, which is why it's so busy. Again, very nice. Kildonan Park in Winnipeg. Banff Upper Hot Springs Pool in Banff, Alberta. The Massey Park Pool in Regina. That looks more like Brandon style. Just very simple and straightforward. Meaford, Ontario has the Blue Dolphin Pool. That's nice. Oh, the Parc Aquatic in Longueuil, Quebec. Quebec's got some really nice pools. It looks like Disney World in the background. That is fantastic. Again, another pool right by the ocean. The George Ward Pool in Saskatoon. Oh, somebody's feet. The Kitsilano Pool, Vancouver. I think we saw that one earlier. The Maple Grove Pool, Maple Grove Park, Vancouver. Vancouver has got a lot of community outdoor pools. This is on the west side of the city. In Toronto, the High Park Public Swimming Pool and Water Slide. Back in the old days. Hey, if you need an oil change, please see my friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Place to get your car looked at. More and more people are making sure their vehicle is running good because, you know what? Cost of replacement is just too much. So repair is so much more affordable. But get it done by the experts, the GM experts. Certified Service Express at Murray's in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And again, for every oil change, they make a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House organizations. At Auto Fashion, hail repair, car detailing. If there's TLC needed for your car, there's only one name to remember, and that's Auto Fashion. Auto Fashion. Ceramic coating and paint protection, fabric and leather protection, headlight restoration. If you're just too busy to get that car all cleaned up before the summer road trip, call my friends at Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. And Kuiper's Family Bakery, did you see the picture of the remodel at Kuiper's? A team of people who made this happen, the before and after shot from our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. The top one is the before. Beautiful store, and then the remodel is below. It's a beautiful stone front, new sign at the top of the store. Locally owned and operated, decades of tradition. This bakery, one of the most popular bakeries in all of Manitoba. If you are ever in our area, you really need to stop in and see this place. We don't often see the storefront on the show, but here it is. Kuiper's Family Bakery. Look for the windmill, and then when the door opens up, the smell inside will have you floating on a cloud. But this woman says when she flies on an airplane and she's got someone in front of her who decides to get up and use the washroom and the seat is reclined, she reaches around and hits the button and it goes boing and it goes back up to its upright position. Is this the right thing to do? Are you a seat recliner? How do you feel about Quentin sending videos about a quarter inch? No, that's okay, Quentin. I'm already banned from one platform. I don't need to be banned from anymore. Reclining seats aboard airplane debate. What if the seat is vacated? I think that's a little over the top, but I can't explain why. But when I'm on an airplane and someone puts their seat back, I get annoyed. I get it. It's their right to do that. They've paid to do that. It's not illegal. It's part of the flying experience. There's no issue with it. But I feel like they're not intuitive enough to see. Listen, I am 6'4", 500 pounds. I am jammed in this damn seat and you're going to put your seat back. Do you not see me scrunched in back here like a marshmallow in a... This is crazy. Yellow Jacket says, I leave my seat where it is. I'm short, so I've got lots of room. Okay, I hope we're on a plane together sometime. And you're in front of me. Because my knees are sore just talking about this. Oh, my knees are jammed right up against the next. Why complain about the reclining? It's not that much of a difference. Oh, for me it is. For me it is, because I'm already jammed in there. The bigger issue, Molly, I think, is that they have not given us enough room on the airplane. It's no one's problem but the airlines themselves. In their efforts to make even more money, they have decided that they are going to build all airplanes for passengers who are 4 feet tall and 80 pounds. All right, if you're 4 feet tall, it's the opposite of going on a ride. You know how you have to be this tall to go on a ride? You have to be this short to get on an airplane now. You want to be very careful in the sun seekers. Look at this lady. But her red face has nothing to do with the sun, actually. It's a Chinese woman known as Gao. She's taken to social media to share her story as a warning to others. She has not taken makeup off her face in 20 years. She has worn makeup, the same makeup. She just kept applying and kept applying and kept putting makeup on top of makeup and then more makeup, never washing her face. And this is how it turned out. This led to irritation and ultimately a serious allergic reaction that left her face inflamed. Gao said she became fascinated with her mom's lipstick at an early age and started wearing makeup when she was 15. However, she found removing the makeup was too troublesome. Instead, going by the principle, why bother removing makeup when you're going to have to put it on the next day anyway? So she rinsed her face with water, simply went to bed, did a quick face rinse, no scrubbing required, and then so she ended up like this. This is not a sunburn. This is a reaction to makeup. And while she did shower and bath, when it came to her face, she tried to only rinse so that she could, I guess, keep as much of the makeup on her face as she possibly could makes no sense to me. Again, I'm not a makeup expert. I would think even water would take off a lot of the makeup, no? Or do you really need soap and water to make that happen? Anyway, her face does not look good, and she does not look happy, and she is warning others and getting a tremendous amount of attention, which is how social media works. If you are bizarre enough, you too will get a lot of attention.
My name is Barry. I thought my poop was chocolate, so I pooped in a cup, and I've been eating it for 20 years, and I don't feel too good. Hi, TikTokers. What do you think I should do? Is anybody else eating this brown goo that's coming out your bum?
Like, share. This guy's crazy. Like, share. This guy's eating his own dung. Human chocolate ice cream maker.
I'm an ice cream machine. I poop chocolate ice cream.
Serves as a warning to others. Don't poop in a cone and eat it. It may cause you severe illness. No shit. Really? So a TV station in Rochester, New York, did a segment asking people if they prefer red hot or white hot dogs. What in the hell are they talking about? Let's have a look-see.
Red hot. If you like anything other than red hot, something is wrong with you.
White hot.
So we're vegan, and I'd rather a vegan hot dog.
Red hot.
Red hot.
White.
Red hot. I'm sorry.
Do you guys know what I say when I ask red hot or white hot?
Oh, yes. Hot dogs. Oh, red hot.
Red. Absolutely. Pop open white hots.
I don't like hot dogs.
I also don't like hot dogs, but if I had to choose, I would choose a white hot.
White hot.
Okay, so what the hell are they talking about? Red hot is to us Frank's Red Hot, right? But what's a white hot dog? I guess the internet is going to teach us here about what is going on in a place called Rochester, New York. White hots and red hots are slang terms for hot dogs in Rochester, which is very close to us as far as Canadians. It's just across the lake from Ontario. And so as part of their slang, white hots and red hots, if you're ever in that part of New York, they're talking hot dogs. And apparently, as Cindy had guessed, a white hot dog is uncured, unsmoked, and made from mostly pork, a little bit of veal, and some beef. And the hot dog is white because it's uncured. Here's a picture of it right here, although they have grilled it real good, so it's darkened up a little bit. I'd like to try that. A white hot, a hot dog made from uncured and unsmoked meat. That's interesting. Have you ever had anything like that? An uncured hot dog? There's the difference. Zwiggles is a popular brand in Rochester, and they say on their website, anything essentially goes with a white hot dog, but the Rochester tradition includes meat, hot sauce, mustard, and chopped onion. But isn't that like a bratwurst? Wouldn't that be like a bratwurst? I learned something today, and next time I'm at a butcher shop, I'm going to ask about them and see if I can get my hands on them, because I like my hot dogs and I want to at least be able to say, hey, I've had a white hot, as in white hot dog. And if you're in need of a lawyer, Epp Law Office is the place to go. They'll take care of your will for you. If you're doing some future planning, please see Epp Law Office. They do real estate law and corporate law too, and they're big sponsors of the ongoing Helping Hands 50-50. We have an update on the latest count here. There's only 20 days left in this. The 50-50 Helping Hands fundraiser is almost at $3,500, $3,480 and rising. And you'll be helping the cause. That is our local soup kitchen in need of a new roof. And again, big sponsors, big supporters of our local food bank. And Soup Kitchen is Epp Law Office in Brandon on 18th Street across from the RBC. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, the Boxing Week sale continues. You can get their flyer at leons.ca and take a look at the amazing deals before you go in store and save up to 50% on living room furniture, clearance mattresses, beds, sofa beds, free delivery, and don't pay till 2027 with 0% interest and no monthly payments. They're Brandon's favorite furniture, appliance, and electronics store. They are Leon's in Brandon. And Westman's favorite car dealer is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, on the cutting edge. They're Westman's EV, number one EV dealership. So if you're thinking of a new set of wheels and those 99-cent gas prices in Winnipeg still aren't enough for you, you might want an EV. So take one for a test drive at Murray's, the Blazer, Equinox, Silverado, the Hummer, and more. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. Hey, thank you, Sunseekers, for being on the show today. I do appreciate it. We've got to go. You stay cool, okay? Take water with you wherever you go today. She is going to be a scorching hot day today. Oh, please be careful. Could be the hottest day of the year today. Thank you so much for being on the show today, guys. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.